Sunday. I hope that you guys had a great week, and I really hope that you are keeping your mental health in check. Man, that's why I just keep myself on 1,000 so that I can remind myself how lucky I am to be spending another Sunday with each of you. Our topic today is times change. And on the grill, we got deep stuff. And you know, I love setting up every show with that quote that lays the groundwork for an interesting and provocative conversation. So here goes the quote. When times change, so must we. And that comes from Barack Obama. And I think that that sets us up nicely to talk, express, relate, and connect with our special guest, Jay Dunk. What's up, man?
You know, Jay Dunk in the cut, man. You know, we here. Been supposed to be here since last month, but you know, we here now.
Yeah, I'm still moving and shaking though, Jay. You know,
I appreciate you bringing me on the show too. Like, I really do. You know, I've been waiting for like since last month, just patiently waiting to come on. Like, literally. But you know, I'm glad I'm here though.
I'm glad you're here too, and I have been just following you, man. You just been moving and really staying just diligent to the craft. I've been seeing you everywhere, spitting, coming up with new stuff, you know, following your Instagram and just seeing all the stuff that you got going on. And I must say, you just put out your record and you have just been working really hard in reference to spreading that love.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what you been up to?
Honestly, I've been, you know, I dropped a deluxe for Time Change. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Yeah, I dropped a deluxe, like, this, actually, I dropped it this month. I dropped it this month, the first of the month, like, 13 new songs. So I've just been, like, trying to push that some more, too. I've been networking and stuff. Right. That's what I really been up to, yeah.
Yeah, you got to get out there and network.
I think that's literally my only problem right now,
you know, networking. Yeah, especially since the situation we've been in with the COVID and kind of the world being scared and everybody in the house, and we just trying to get back up on our feet in terms of getting back outside again. Mm-hmm. So the networking has been different. Like, me and you got to get down on the Zoom versus me coming to Queens and seeing you.
Exactly. You know? And I'm the type of person, I was always an antisocial person. I don't really like people like that, you know? So right. I got to get out of my comfort zone and start being in uncomfortable situations and stuff to really, you know? Because I be in my comfort zone too long just trying to, you know? I got to get out of my comfort zone and go to places and network with different people. Because that's really the way to, you know, to get big up there. Cause I dropped like 21 songs in less than a month.
Wow.
29 songs? Yeah, 29, yeah.
Jeez.
Less than 2 months, my bad, less than 2 months.
Right, right. And you've been getting out there too. So yeah, you gotta get out your comfort zone, man, cause we wanna know what's up with you and what you doing. So how did you get started in hip hop? Let's start from there. Where you from? I mean, I know you from Queens, but let the people know.
I'm originally from Jamaica. I was born and raised in Jamaica.
Okay.
Yeah, I came to America when I was 11 years old.
Okay.
11 years old. I started rapping, like, I've been like making music since Jamaica. Like, I've been like Jamaican music. I've been into music and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I was like 13. I started, like, my mom had that's when I had like my second phone. I started just recording on my phone and stuff like that. Okay. And from there, that's like what? When I was like 13, 14. And that's when I really love rapping and stuff like that. Like, you go on YouTube right now and look me up. I have songs from like 2012, 2013 on YouTube, like 3 different songs right now. Yeah, so yeah, I've been really like music, but I started off in like 13, 14, but I've been consistent. Like, I took it serious since I was like 16, 17. I've been consistent.
Mm-hmm.
I've been serious and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can hear your Jamaican accent. And I was going to ask you that when I listened to your flows. Because it has like that dance hall trance when you are letting loose with your lyrics. There's something about Jamaica and that dancehall influence that just goes with their artists, no matter what type of music they're doing. It's something about being locked in there.
Yeah, you can still hear it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's dope, though. It's
Dope. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. You know, I'm just trying to blow up because, you know, it's a lot of rappers nowadays. Everybody rappers nowadays, man.
Yeah, everybody wants to rap, but they don't understand that it's so much work involved in it. You can't just pop on Instagram, throw out a song, and think that your life is going to change. You really, truly have to do the work in order to establish who you are. So let's talk about some of that work that you have done that have made you go from someone who liked rap music, but didn't do it consistently, to someone who loves rap music and now you're consistent with it. What was that switch from you from being inconsistent to now being very consistent?
To be honest, I think I'm really consistent now. It's because I gotta have a studio in my crib right now. Like, you know, this studio you're in right now, the mic right here, you see the foams and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, so I engineer my own stuff, like master my own music and stuff like that, you know? So it's like in my house, so I'm, you know, back then I really had a studio, so I had to use my phone or probably go to one of my homies' crib to do something. Yeah. But now I got a studio, so you know, I'm gonna be consistent now. Shit.
So now what you can do is interpret your thoughts immediately versus trying to hook up with someone else on their time to do something that you want to do when you want to do it.
Exactly. All of this, all the music I make is on my time, you know, I take a break. I could do like a 30-second in a song and come finish it tomorrow or next week, anytime I want to do it, you know?
Right.
We in a real, like we in a studio, like you on a time frame, you know? You're like an hour, you got an hour session, 2 hours, you gotta, you know, right here in my house, I'm on my own time, so it make me focus better and shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I really been consistent like that, you know? Like, to be honest, if I had a studio in my house, I don't think I'll be this consistent, because I have like over 100 songs, unreleased songs on my computer right now. Like,
that, wow.
Yeah, mad people didn't never hear them shits.
For real. Say nobody will hear. It's funny, those songs, like when you have so many songs to get to that song. So those songs are sort of remind you of your journey in a sense. Like, man, exactly. You know, I listened to this, I was whack, kind of.
Literally, because I remember I used to just go over my songs and just listen to them. And every song I drop, it get better and better. Like, everything get better and better. That's what I like about music, especially about me making music.
Yeah.
The song is better than the last one. This one I dropped is better than the last one. And that's what I want it to be. That's why I try to make it, you know?
Right. So let's talk about Real Rare. I think that that's the new heat for you. I think
that's funny, because
it really encompasses who you are. Mm-hmm. I think so. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about that project, because the last time I checked, you were over 4,000 views on YouTube easily. And some of those comments were just like amazing in terms of people recognizing what you're putting down lyrically as far as hip hop. So how did that project come together?
Times change. So basically, it's like, it's just me basically in like a, like, how can I explain this? That album was like, to be honest, I just put something together, because I ain't dropped music in like 6 months. Besides, like, since I dropped that album, I ain't dropped music in like 6-5 months. So I'm like, nah, it's time for the people to hear some new J Dunk. I put like 16 songs together. And the funny part is, Real Weird, it's one of my biggest songs on all platforms now. Like, literally, one of my biggest songs on Apple, on Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube. Yeah, one of my biggest songs now, so.
Because you're killing it in that song. I mean, I think the thing that about it is that lyrically, you're just so honest about who you are and where you've been and how you feel.
Yeah, I try to put myself in my music. I'm not like one of these other rappers that I just say anything. I try to put my real feelings, because that's how I make my music. I freestyle, you feel me? So I gotta put my emotions in my song, like in my emotions in my songs to make, you know, to connect with other people and myself too.
Right.
You feel me? Yeah. Because most of these rappers nowadays don't really be honest in their songs. They just say a bunch of shit that rhymes and shit. That's I try to be honest and not, you know what I'm saying? Because people know me. People that, like my friends and stuff, the same shit I say my music is the same shit I be telling them, like, you know, certain shit. They right. know I be telling the truth and shit. Like, yo, this nigga really be saying some shit.
Yeah, you really do. I really like your other song too called Switch Up because it got such a great message to it. It's like, you know, I love the flow on that song. And to me, it's talking about loyalty. You know what I'm saying, J-Dunk? Where is the loyalty with us, with the culture, with our friendships?
Literally, bro. That song, that song really speaks for itself. But that's some, just know some real shit that's going on, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of switching up and stuff. Well, I'm really trying to paint it on mine. I just try to talk about everything about music and stuff. You feel me?
Right, right. Yeah. But what does loyalty mean to you? Like, explain that to us, because it's changed so much. It hasn't changed as far as the dictionary, but the way these folks is walking it right now, I don't know. That ain't loyalty to me.
Yeah, I think my loyalty is like, yo, if we homies or we bros, we gotta, you know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be doing no funny shit behind your bro's back or no talking, you know what I'm saying? Anything you say right. behind the back, you should be able to say to his face and shit like that.
Right, you right. know?
All my loyalty is just like, yo, you got to stay firm. Like, yo, you know what I'm saying? We respect each other and shit like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Because like in Switch Up, it was like, it felt to me like you was with one of your homeboys that really had a homeboy, and then something happened, and then he switched up on you.
Yeah. It's to be real with you. You
know what's up.
To be real with you, it's a couple of them. It's just a couple of motherfuckers, you know? That song is not directly about one person, but a couple of motherfuckers mm-hmm. that, you know? I used to hang around, or we was tight, and we not tight no more, you know? Switch right. up, as the song said, you know?
So. Switch up on me, man. I only like real friends, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
If you ain't real, me and J-Dunk ain't messing with you, yo, because that's what loyalty means. It means stay down regardless.
Especially when you're trying to rap or you're trying to do some type of business, you have people around you that used to be there, and I guess they get a little envious or jealousy or something like that. I don't know why, but you know what I'm saying? But I just you know, just peep certain energy and shit. Real shit.
And see, I'm like you too, Jay. Like, I'm an energy person. I can tell if you ain't giving me no love, no light, no get down. And when I see that, I got to get ready, man.
Yeah. And I'm a straight person. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to come up here and act like I'm the perfect person, but I'm a real, you know, I'm a real nigga, as they say. You know what I'm saying? I keep all my homies, I keep it real with them. They know me as a real nigga type shit. You feel me? So if anybody moving fake, you know, that's definitely not on my end, you know?
Yeah, definitely not that. And yeah. I want to talk about I Got Feeling. You a deep dude, Jay. You a deep dude on this.
Yeah.
Talk to me about I Got Feelings and why that was so important for you to lay down lyrically on this time record.
I Got Feelings, man. You know, that song just came up, like, because most of the shit I said in the song really happened, you know? Like, I was basically saying, like, a sneaky link. Don't tell nobody that we've been seeing each other and shit like that, you know?
Right.
So that song really just came up out of, like, me being sneaky with a girl, and I was like, yo, this beat's on fire. There's some shit I can say on this beat. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna say this shit. And came out good. And that's like that's not my second top song right there. It's Real and I Got Feelings. They love both of them ones right there. Yep. Especially with females. Females love that song. I Got Feelings too. Yeah. They fuck that shit right there.
Yeah, cause I mean, dude, feel you on that. We can feel you on I Got Feelings. You know what I mean? You just seem so deep in thought. That it's not about nothing you wrote down. It's something that's coming internally.
Exactly. And that's what I like about freestyling. When you freestyle and you know the freestyle, you really say shit that you really mean, you know? Writing is cool and all that, but you gotta, you know what I'm saying? You can make up anything when you write. You know what I'm saying? When you freestyle, everything just comes to your head right away on the mic, like literally. And I'll be going like a quick 20 seconds. I don't take the breaks. I'll literally rap for like 30 seconds, go through it. And stop, go for another 30 seconds. I'll be taking a short in and out breaks and shit. You know?
And you can feel that. Like I said, you cannot phone this rap stuff in. People know when you're giving your authentic self to anyone. Exactly.
And this is what they don't understand. Most of these rappers, they don't understand that. You know, they just think it's just hop on a beat and just say some killing shit and say all this extra shit. Well, music is really trying to deliver a message to people and shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. You stacking it up, grinding it down. Go ahead now, Jay Dunk to the house. So, dude, where did you get your name, Jay Dunk? Did you work at Dunkin' Donuts?
All right, so Jay, I got the J, is a nickname my pops Ben gave me since I was a kid. Like, literally, Ben gave me that name. And for some reason, I had dunk on my Facebook page for mad long, because I ain't gonna lie, I used to like playing ball. I still like playing ball. I was nice and ball. My dream was to go to the NBA. You know, every hood nigga's dream. So I just think it's got to do with basketball, because I've been had the dunk part on Facebook. But as I said, Jay is like a nickname. My family's been calling me. All my friends call me Jay. And I just like, you know, let me add dunk to it. Yeah. I was like, what, in 2015, I had dunk? I had like, my Facebook name was like Jay Dunk. So I'm like, well, I'm just going to keep this and say, fuck it, that's my right name, Jay Dunk, fuck it. And yeah, that's really all my type shit.
It fits you really good. You know
they
what
do, I mean?
You know,
I think about it. All, you know, it's funny part, all my homies call me that too. Most of them, they call me Jay Dunk. They don't call me Jay. They're like, yo, Jay Dunk, pull up, yo, Jay Dunk. Like, no.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, damn, that's crazy. A couple years ago, they wasn't going to call me this. Yeah,
and it fits you so good, because I just feel like that dunk says a lot about who you are. You are looking for to put the ball in the hoop, to score, to move forward, to progress. It just fits you so well with that. And I just wanted to know, like, for your song I Got Feelings, which I love, that's why I'm circling back around. What does that message kind of mean to your generation? Because it just seems like to me, with the social media and how plainly the young generation's lives are just put on blast for everybody to see, it just doesn't seem that you have feelings. I mean, to sit up there and pose all day on Instagram or just talk reckless on Instagram, it just seems like, where are the feelings at? So when I heard this song from you, I said, man, I got to ask him, like, let me ask you, what does I Got Feelings mean to this generation? Because it doesn't mean the same to our generation.
Yeah, I think I Got Feelings means to this generation, like, okay, somebody got feelings for you, you got feelings for them. That just means casual sex and that's about it. Because, you know, relationships don't really last nowadays. So they might if they both got feelings. But nowadays, people having feelings is not good enough to maintain our relationship or whatever they on, you feel me?
Right. So, what does it take for you guys to have a relationship? Because it ain't no feelings. Is it more like, do you have something for me that I need and I got something that you need from me and we just exchange, and as long as the exchange is good, we move on?
Now, to me, it's way deeper than that. It's like, for me as a person, it's a lot for a girl to be in a relationship with me, because I don't accept a lot of shit. And it's like, towards it, like the way this generation is moving right now, like, that's where you see the girl you really want out there, because it's just a lot of girls just do, I don't know, this generation just changed up like OD. This is a lot of weird stuff, you know?
Yeah, boy. I'm glad I ain't out there like that.
Yeah, girls don't respect themselves no more like that nowadays, man.
I don't want to say. You know, all girls, but
yeah, most of them, to be honest, I ran into. Yeah, and especially in New York area, Queens, BK. Come on, man, these girls nowadays. Oh. But you do have some good ones out there, though. It's a lot of good ones, but it's like, the bad one is just like, they're taking over. They hotter than the good ones. They hotter than the good ones. It's hard for us to find a good girl, man. We just got to keep slaying and passing and slaying. I got a girl.
Yeah, you got a girl though? You said you got a girl?
I got something like that. I got something like that.
Right, yeah. Right. Something like that. Y'all keep it so freaking gangster. I can't take it. I mean, the young generation is like, man, I ain't claiming nothing. I ain't saying nothing, and I'm doing what I want to do. There's part of me that loves that, but the other part is going like, wow, though. You know, you still need something, you know, like I was saying, who you loving, who you rubbing, who you want to be with, you know? It's like, that needs to be a focus, because when you find somebody that can help you be better, then that's mm-hmm. when you really get good.
Definitely.
In everything. So the fact that you guys are like, I don't need nobody. I don't need a companion to really keep me. That just worries me about our future.
Yeah, but I definitely got somebody that, you know, been there for a long time in the picture, you know? We all know, so I don't want to say I got a girlfriend, because today we girlfriend, next day we not, you know? So I don't want to say, yeah, she, you know, but I got somebody that's really in the picture, you know, that been there by my side, helped me and shit.
Yeah, well, make sure you take care of her, man. We need our queens. The only way I think that, like you said, a lot of the young women are different. They doing their own thing. But the way we need to bring them back, just like we could bring our young men back, is by appreciating who we are and treating each other as kings and queens. You see what I'm saying? It's not going to happen no other way.
Yeah.
It just ain't gonna happen, man. So whoever that woman is that you have, cherish her, because she's making a difference for you. And hopefully she's cherishing you because you're making a difference for her. And then y'all two can get together and create a king, man. Quit playing with me, Jay.
Definitely. No, that's a fact, though. That's a fact.
Yeah, you know, we really need to get this together. And I think, you know what, Jay? I think since you just sparked it up, I think that that sets us up nicely to go to the grill. Let's burn some stuff up. Let's burn it up. Let's burn it up. Man, I love the grill, and I love being able, I've been going through this thing. I've been chasing new artists because you guys are the future, and I want to talk to you guys.
Where you guys located at?
Los Angeles, California.
Oh, that's lit. That's lit.
Yeah, so you got to come see me, man, when you come out here, because you blowing up. So as soon as you come anywhere close, you need to hit me up. We got each other's
number. I definitely would. You know why? Because I ain't never been there before either. I ain't never been to L.A.
Yeah, so you're
going to be the first person I hit up. I promise you that.
Yeah, and I promise you that I ain't going. I got a studio. That's where I'm sitting at right now. You can come back here and record. I got all cracking. This ain't rappers in the backyard for nothing. It's rappers in the backyard because we got a studio. I got my podcast back here. And you need to see these plaques I'm rocking back here. You know.
So, yeah, I'm definitely
going to. Yeah. So on the grill today, I wanted to get with you and talk about deep stuff because you a deep dude. And I think that this one thing that you had said in one of your songs, it really compelled me to kind of come up with this deep stuff. And it was like, if I fail right now, who would have my back?
Right.
And when I heard that in your song, I was just like, wow, he's so deep, but so young to be deep. So I wanted to talk about deep stuff with you because we had talked a little bit about drill rap and how we're just losing so many of our young up and coming rappers. I wanted to just get your point of view about the type of rap that a lot of us are doing, a lot of rappers are doing out here, really banging on these microphones and really, really can't hold up to that type of lifestyle, dude.
Yeah, I hate that shit, man. It's a lot of them. They everywhere, to be honest.
Yeah.
They everywhere. And I don't think they realize what they say could really impact their life. Like, you know, all this extra shit talking about guns 24/7 in every song. Like, you can talk about one or two guns in a couple songs if you really like that. But right. Nowadays, these rappers, that's every song is like, that's the main thing about their songs. So that, I guess that builds, you know, that's like their character now, you know? Even though they might not really be with it, but that's the energy they're putting into it. You know, because as I said, your voice is very strong, so.
Yeah,
they don't realize what they be saying and shit, and just catch up to them and shit. They be talking about, I'm never lacking, killing this nigga right here, and they lacking right there.
Yeah.
To them, they just think it's just music. It's just, all right, you know, it's just music. Nobody gonna take it that serious, but at the same time, it's the words you saying and shit like that, you know? Your words are strong.
Yeah.
And I don't think they realize that shit. They're just trying to make it cool and make it, you know what I'm saying? But nah, I don't do shit like that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You, in your stuff, you're more so sharing your journey, your feelings, and the realities that make up J Dunk. But a lot of this stuff that I'm hearing is about, you know, focusing on crime, you know, hurting other people. I mean, what really compelled me was I had been following a lot of the stuff that was going on in Chicago with FBG Duck and all of that. And now they didn't arrested the guys. And it's just like crazy that your homeboy or people that you grew up with or people you shared a TV dinner with all of a sudden want to take you down. And I think that that's what's really always ruined our culture is our inability to just stay in your lane.
Literally. They understand that. They understand that, you know?
Man, why don't you think we can stay in our lane? Like, say, for instance, you're like the head vocalist of the group or the head of the rap group. I'm in here, I'm a background dancer. You know what I'm saying, Jay Duncan? I do it good, but I want to be the rapper because you make it look so easy. What is it in us that gets like so jealous and so caught up with that that we just can't even stay in our roles, man? And it just messes everything up.
I don't know. I just think like they just see somebody else doing it and it looks good. And they're like, nah, I could do that too. But in reality, they can't really do it. But they think they could do it. So yeah. I guess that's where the little animosity and hate and envy comes from, you know?
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of that go. I know you're from Jamaica and I know what Jamaica is, you know, but in terms of Queens, New York, is that happening a lot out there for you guys in rap? Like this whole thing with the shoot and kill, gunning and go?
Hell yeah. Come on now. New York, not in Queens itself, but in New York itself. Like, yeah, like a lot of Bronx rappers growing up. I mean, a lot of Bronx rappers coming up now. Like, that's really all they talk about, you know, which is cool and all that, but
right.
You got some of the other ones that's like, you're just trying to be like them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of kids just being repetitive and just trying to be like everybody else, especially these, you know? Because the rappers influence these younger niggas a lot, you know? Like a lot. Like, every song they hear, they think is some real shit. Like, if niggas talking about killing somebody, they get influenced by that. And like, nah, this nigga, you know, they look up to shit like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, but I don't know.
But that's why we need more artists out there that's talking about their reality more so than jumping on a bandwagon and shooting and killing, because that's not going to be the answer. The answer is having a conversation. The answer is being a man about your thing and going to your guy and saying like, dude, I didn't appreciate that you did that.
So some of them just get carried about the attention. The attention just carry them away. Like they get drawn up in the attention and all that extra shit. So they don't think like that. They're like, you know, a lot of like hundred, like I don't know how to explain this, but I just think they get caught up in like, you know, the views and attention and shit like that.
Yeah. Some shit. I mean, I know you know how to explain it because I hear in your lyrics how clear you are about how you feel. But again, it's all about where you're at in your thought process and what your journey was about. We got to remain humble in this thing in order to really be able to push the culture forward. It's humbleness.
And guess what? A lot of them don't know what that is. Humble? Come on, that's like a curse word. You tell them. Like, they get a little 500,000 views. This all going crazy. Like, niggas started upping the price on features. Like, yo, bro.
Yeah. The price just went up on you. You know what I'm saying, Jay?
Crazy went up. Like, bro,
jeez. But I just think to kind of put a cap on this bottle that doesn't seem to have one of this deep stuff of where we are culturally with rap and this drill rap and running and gunning and friends killing friends and there's nothing humble, there's no love nowhere. We gotta figure out a way to turn it around, man. And that's why I've been wanting to talk to so many new artists to be able to just put a little something in the tank before you guys go and everybody get in your ear and in your head and tell you the man and this, that, and the other. When the looky-loos come taking over and you forget about the people who are putting the real reality in your tank and the ones that's really care about you and that's going to help you manifest what it is you want to get out of this craft, man. So make sure you stay humble, Jay, man.
And just really
keep giving what you're giving in your honesty, because it looks good on you, man. You don't look no less because you're talking about real stuff, about love, and if somebody ain't down with you, this is what happens. That makes you even look better. That's why I love your music. Instead of I'm running and running and killing a nigga or something, I'm sitting over there going like, oh my gosh, like I'm ready to go out and kill somebody.
Literally. And don't forget, like, most of the people that say shit like that on the song, they're not really like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just music to them. They're not really doing what they really say they're doing. It's a lot of cap and shit. So, and I don't like music like that, to be honest. Like, I could hear like a song and I could tell the person really like lying in their shit. Like, you know? Like, you can tell when somebody being genuine in their song and when somebody's just saying some shit to say. That's me. I can tell. Like, if I hear a song, I'm like, nah, I don't want to hear that shit. You know?
Because you know it ain't real. And then what you listen to and what you put inside your psyche, honestly, it does affect you. What you read, what you look at, you know, just like what you smoke. Everything that you do contributes to who you are. And we really got to notice that, too. If I'm reading a book on killing somebody, then next week I'm going to go out and do that. You cannot do and read and fill your mind with things that don't help you get outside of your neighborhood and out of your situation. That's what we got to do. We got to really do that. And I think, Jay Dunk, that we really took care of that deep stuff. We got a whole bunch of stuff taken care of. And to the audience, look, make sure that you have these conversations with each other. Make sure y'all check on each other and make sure you feed yourself with the best things that you can. And I'm talking about when you're reading a book, when you're looking on Instagram, and even the stuff you smoke. Man, don't smoke nobody else's stuff but your own. We taking that off the grill. We burnt that up, man. We burnt it up.
Yes,
so let's get back to these questions. I just really want to know, who are you listening to right now, Jay? Like your top five hip hop artists. Who you rocking with right now?
Top five?
Yeah. And tell me why. And they could be old school 90s or whatever. They could even be dancehall. It's your influence. It's who puts gas in your tank, Jay.
I'm going to give you like my top five that I really like fuck with, and they influenced me to do this music shit from back then. Yeah. Or even now, like, it's a Jamaican artist named Black Rhino. I don't know if you heard about him before.
What's his name?
Black Rhino.
Black Rhino?
Yeah.
But I'm gonna look him up.
Yeah, that's one of my childhood artists that really like inspired me to do music itself. You know what I'm saying? Like, he inspired me a lot since I was a kid, actually. But he's one of them I still listen to. Lil Durk is one. That's right. Two right there, Lil Durk. I fuck with my son D Savage. It's a rapper named D Savage. He's from LA. D Savage from LA too. I don't know if you heard of him. You heard of like D Savage before?
I heard of D Savage.
He live in LA somewhere. I don't know, but I fuck with D Savage. That's three. Who else? D Savage.
Yeah.
I don't be bumping that much rappers like that. So I be forgetting D Savage.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But it's a couple other artists that's really I really like it, like inspired me in this music shit since way back then. It's just so much. But that's my top three. I'll say like really in, you know.
Right.
I bump them on a regular basis and shit like that.
Yeah. I would figure you would like Lil Durk, you know.
Yeah.
Because he has like a flow that's kind of similar. Well, you got a flow similar to his. He got a flow similar to yours.
Yeah. I get that a couple times too. I'm getting that, not a lot, but I get that a couple times.
Yeah. And
they would tell me like, yo, bro, you fuck with Lil Durk or something? I'm like, yeah, I fuck with Lil Durk.
Yeah. Yeah. And I could hear that in the stuff that you do. But why do you think that those artists inspire you? What is it about them? Is it their lyrics? Is it the fact that they've overcome certain things? What is it?
I mean, it's that too. It's the fact that like they overcome certain shit. And it's also the fact that they keep it real in their songs and shit like that. Like, they shit they say, I would be like, yeah, they really saying what they say. And Durk been, everything, you know, everything Durk saying, this shit, it's a 98% real type shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I like those rappers because the shit they say is I can feel the emotion from their music and shit like that. And that's what I like to do with my music. I want niggas to feel the emotion and feel the pain and feel anything I'm going through. So if it's a lit song, you're gonna feel lit. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If I'm sad, I want you to bring out some Kleenex because I'm
exactly
make you cry. And I love that with you. And lastly, Jay, how can we follow your movement? Because like I said, you are putting in work and you are reaching out and making those connections on different levels, as well as you got your home studio. So you recording 24/7. So tell us what your Instagram is, if you got a website, so we can keep your movement.
Instagram is Jay Dunk. Every platform is Jay Dunk. Got Apple, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube. Every platform my music is on. I dropped one album and the deluxe, you know, it's on platform right now. Y'all could go find that everywhere. I'm on everywhere. Look me up on Google, you're gonna see, like, literally type me on Google Jay Dunk and you're gonna see everything pops up on my platform, music videos and shit like that.
Yeah. Right. And that's Dunk with 2 K's.
Yes, sir.
Is kicking it, baby. 2 K's for kicking it. Well, let's go back to the quote, because man, it just set us up so nicely for our conversation. And the quote was, when times change, so must we. Mm-hmm. And I just think that that says everything for us, because we're dealing with a different time. You know, not only are we getting ready to set the clocks back too on top of that and lose an hour, right?
Yeah.
Or an hour. I don't know, but I know we're about to lose something, because time is changing and we have to adapt and change with it. We got to be different, you know? And so that really is what's going down. So I just want to say to my audience, thanks so much for tuning in. Make sure that you subscribe, share, like, and follow us on our Instagram page, and make sure that you check out our website at www.rappersinmybackyard.com. And we're just streaming on all platforms. And so make sure, if you don't want to see us, baby, that you listen to us, because we always got the best to offer. And we got a lot of young artists coming through here, young giants. And we want to make sure that they are seen and make sure that they learn and make sure they come through the yard and kick it with me, because I don't do nothing but plant seeds in them. And I want to say thank you so much to my man, Mr. Jay Dunk, and that's 2 K's, because he's totally kicking it. I'm so happy to have you today, man. I appreciate
you. Y'all too, you know, appreciate you for having me. This is like my first interview. It's my second, but I would say this is like my first real interview. I like the questions you asked. Last interview I had, I didn't really like the stuff that I was going. It's like a little like bootleg. It wasn't, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I would basically consider this my real interview. You know, I appreciate you for having me on this too, you know?
Wow, man. And I appreciate you saying that, because that means a lot to me. That's what I want to do. I want to be able to push the culture forward by any means necessary, okay? And to the audience, let's talk, express, and relate and connect next Sunday at 2. Y'all know times is changing, and me and Jay Dunk are changing with it. So we'll see you next Sunday, and we love you, don't we, Jay Dunk?
That's a fact, you know. Take me out, Jay Dunk, man.
Yep, take us out.
Hang with you
for a minute, Jay.
Yeah, definitely.